welcome to the Lucifer After Show. You are watching AfterBuzz TV. This is episode 17, season 2, Sympathy for the Goddess. I don't have any.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I did it.
I have to get that part in,
right?
We are so excited to have you. If you did not catch, which Jackie was so fantastic at catching, Lucifer was playing Oops, I Did It Again on the piano. Nice touch, writers.
Right?
Anyhow.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ali Kona Bradford. Be sure to find me on social media at boysandbeauty01 or on Instagram, yours truly, Ali Kona. Let's get to know Jackie, though.
I'm Jackie Ray, guys. I'm across the board at JRay the Fanatic. I like to make things easy.
Yeah, we're just talking about how I'm just a little bit complicated.
Just a little bit. But wow. You look like a goddess tonight,
though. Okay, thanks.
So beautiful. I love it.
Thank you. The flowers.
Love it.
I'm not that innocent.
It's a front, you guys.
Just kidding.
She's not that innocent.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It sounds made up.
Fictitious all the way across the board. Speaking of fictitious, let's just talk about how terrible of a dealer Mother is when it comes to making a deal.
Yes, but here's, I thought it was so cute.
Here's the money. Here. He's coming back. What are you talking about?
He's coming back. It showed her naivete. I thought that was so cute that the goddess of all creation was naive.
Dude, how are you secretly malicious and evil, but you can't figure something that simple out?
Right?
It makes no sense.
Because she can, you know, unleash plagues and locusts, but she can't make a deal.
Apparently not. Which is how she ended up in hell. Right. So.
Yeah, no deals were struck.
Absolutely not. Oh, you know what? I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to interrupt for just a second, and I forgot to say, and I always do, so I apologize. But we love when you co-host with us. So, of course, as always, this end of the table belongs to you. All you have to do is hashtag ABTV Lucifer, join the conversation, the chat. We'll have our engineer pull that up in just a second, so that way I can see everything that you're saying. Mm-hmm. By the way, we are on an hour early, so apologies if we caught you off guard, but next week, we will be on an hour early as well.
Yes, we will.
So
be there, back be square.
To our regularly scheduled program, right? Mom Sucks.
Well, I thought it was so cute. You didn't, you were not
that.
A fan.
It wasn't adorable. No, not at all.
Not at all?
No.
Oh.
Not a mom fan at all. But I do like the comment that she was like, so happy that the guy was dead over, see, he didn't run away with the money.
Right.
He's dead.
He's dead. Perfectly legitimate excuse for not bringing back the artifact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I thought it was awesome. I did like the part where she said that when Chloe was like, did you have a change of heart? She says, no.
Changes.
Same heart, totally different soul.
Yeah.
See, so maybe that's why she's naive, because, you know, she's feeling more soul-y.
No. I think it means the heart originally belonged to Charlotte.
Somebody, yeah, right?
Her soul is not so Charlotte. She jumped into that body.
It was not making any excuses for mom.
No.
I'm trying to give her like a little bit.
No.
Nothing.
It was a nice touch, but
nothing.
Mom is, you know, and it's funny too, because mom is just, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree in terms of the fact that Lucifer was being called out for being selfish.
Right.
As is mom. And Maze even said, you're just like your parents, which, by the way, she was totally pushing all the buttons.
Right. Like, which started this epic fight. I just said, what was it last week that I wanted to see her in another fight scene, which we really didn't get to see. It went to commercial and then they came back and they were all bloody. I was boo.
Yeah.
Boo. I love to see Maze fight.
Yeah, but you got to keep into consideration.
She's pregnant.
Exactly.
I know.
Yeah.
Baby first and all.
Right.
That sounded so selfish, didn't it?
Just a little.
Sorry.
Okay, so.
I am a Lucifer fan, though.
So. I agree. I'm a Lucifer fan as well. We have our chat up, so I just want to say hello to some of the people in there. Renji says, looking good, girls. Thank you. I love that part. Just the IQs dropped in that moment. What part, Chaotic Mayhem? I think I just jumped into your conversation way late.
Right?
Well, they're having a great conversation
there.
So, hello. Hi. Glad you guys are joining us at this early hour for us. But let's talk a little bit more about mom and what's going on with her. I like that they're bringing back the element of mom and Dan, although part of me is a little sad because Dan's grown on me. At first, I was not much of a Dan fan, but that's just because he was interfering with my Lucifer Chloe fantasies.
Right.
So now that that's out of the picture and Dan has great abs, it's okay. And
because we're shallow around here. Yeah, no judgment.
Exactly. So the idea of him and mom, it was cute last week-ish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then as it progresses, cute still, but not in that he is recovering from a big breakup. I know it's been a while, but still, it's his first involvement since the big breakup with Chloe.
Right.
And he is a little bit vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to see his heart broken. And even if mom may somewhere underneath all of that, whatever she's got, has an inkling of a feeling, she's also more on the selfish side than emotional side.
Right.
When it comes to other people.
Right. I think that, you know, because when you have a breakup, one of the things that you typically like to do, well, not all of us, no judgment. But sometimes you just like that rebound person.
Right.
And the loving has got to be incredible because she's a goddess. So I think Dan should just pursue that side of it. Because she's impossible to get emotionally attached to, I think. She doesn't give off the whole, oh, let's cuddle. Let's do Netflix and chill.
Hey, you don't know what she's doing in bed, okay? You're not in the sheets with her. She could be
like the hit it and quit it type.
Yeah, but she keeps coming back to Dan, so.
To hit it. And quit it.
Maybe.
Because she even said, do we have some place we can go?
Well, that was actually really funny because I thought she actually wanted to have a conversation with him. So when she, and the look on his face too was like, wait, what do you really want?
Yeah.
And I thought maybe that was purely a guess from him as far as like, I'm not going to have sex with you here. Well, I need something. How am I gonna to pass the time? Yes. And she said it so straight face.
Right.
Like, legit.
Matter of fact.
How like, am I, like how? What am I supposed to do?
Just wait?
Right.
I loved it. I love it. I think it'll be good for both of them. But I would like them to maybe pursue Chloe's idea. Like, I would love for Dan to seduce her, take her to Vegas, marry her, and then be Lucifer's stepdad for a day. That would be great vengeance.
No, because I think Lucifer would just go, ew,
exactly.
And walk away.
I don't think he would just be ew for, like, an entire episode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when Chloe implied that he was having sex with his mom, like, that whole episode was like, ew. No.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they finally figured out the whole. I like that technically.
She knows.
Charlotte didn't lie. Mm-hmm. No, she didn't lie because she was. Look, her ex is Lucifer's dad.
There's an air of truth to it.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. He did treat her like poo from her perspective.
Mm-hmm.
He tortured her and did all these things. So it's not like she's lying. She's just omitting some of the information. That's all.
But is omission a lie? It's not.
It is.
Well, as she was completely honest, except for to say, you know, Lucifer's my son. Which, you know, now Chloe kind of knows. She thinks it's his stepmom, which
makes her feel a little at ease as well. But see, here's the thing, though. I felt like Dan went, what? Oh, this makes sense.
Yeah.
Maybe I can do this.
Yeah, now
I gotta go now.
I can get
Hold
it
on.
In.
Hold on. Maybe I can do this.
Hey, girl, you come by.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you think about that, if that thought was always in the back of your mind, like, maybe you're getting with Lucifer.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can trust you, but now I know. It's cool. At the same time, I love that they're bringing back the element of Dan going to improv.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds weird, right? But as an actor, and we forget because we're watching these characters that they are truly actors. And when we got to see Dan in improv a while back, it was amazing. And he was fun and funny.
Yeah.
And so the fact that he's also sharing this with Amenadiel, I was really hoping to catch the
Amenadiel.
Two of them.
Yeah, me too. I was hoping. I was like, ooh, it's gonna, boo. You set me up. But I did like how the episode started with Amenadiel kind of trying to get a word in edgewise between him and his mom and Lucifer and his mom. And they were like, he's like, well, of course you're not going to listen to me. Like, he's really playing this pouty kid thing completely up. So for him to be vindicated at the end of the show, I was like, okay, Amenadiel.
But he doesn't look. He deserved that moment of pout. Because if you think about it, he's been dealing with this for a few millennia, you know, and to constantly feel like even though you're the one going by the book and doing all the right things, somehow the devil is your favorite son.
Right.
Why?
Yeah.
So I can understand where his frustrations are coming from.
Because he followed the rules.
Yeah, and I like the fact that him and Dan, in some senses, they're the outcasts of the show.
Yeah.
Like, they're part of the show, but they're not part of the cool kids crew. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that the two of them got to bond over something, and the fact that Dan said, for what it's worth, like, I like you better.
But the smile that came across his face when he said that, he's like, somebody likes me better.
Yeah.
It was cute, but it was sad too. Like, dang, this guy just needs some approval. You are a divine being.
Yeah.
And we still need approval. I love that it makes it human like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Autumn Phoenix's, I was surprised that Amanda Diel was the favorite. I wasn't, and I thought that was a nice twist because, and I think the show really led up to that moment just because of the fact that as soon as Amanda Diel went on his whole tangent about, of course it belongs to the favorite, favorite, and I went, boo, it's about to be you. Like, stop.
Yeah.
And of course it was.
Is that the favorite piece? Are you just happy to see me?
That was amazing.
That was perfect.
With his necklace.
I loved it. I thought it was a great episode, though, with how they tied everything in. And I really loved the humanity of Maze, though. Like, seeing her cry and get emotional. I was like, oh, Maze. I almost got teary-eyed. I was like, oh, my God, don't cry. Yeah. I loved it. Yeah. I thought it was awesome.
And that's that whole thing. Like, we've been talking about it, but as far as the longer these celestial beings are on Earth, the more they become assimilated, the more they become human, and things like emotions happen. Because even Lucifer had said, you know, well, she's never felt like that before.
But she's never had a reason to. The thought of Lucifer leaving her has never come up.
Right.
She was designed to be next to him forever.
Right.
And then for him to say, I would never leave you, and then she's like happy for a second, but then she realizes, oh, he would never leave me because he was using me. Like, so it was like, oh, you stick the sword in, you take it out, and then you stick it right back in.
Right.
So it was kind of like, I don't think she's ever, it would be curious to see, like, if they did some sort of flashback, like, if there was ever a thought when he was devising this plan to come to L.A., is the reason why she came with him is because she didn't want to be alone, or was it just always a...
I think she was always his sidekick. I feel like she was always his sidekick, but of course when you spend a lot of time with somebody, you become close to them.
Right.
And maybe she didn't have those close feelings back in hell.
Mm-hmm.
In hell, I feel like she may have had the protective feelings because that was her job, but as they came to Earth and started, again, getting all these emotions... You're around somebody so much, you have feelings for them. Although it does seem like Lucifer, the only person he really truly feels anything for is Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he might care about people, but he only truly feels for Chloe. And what he does sometimes, he doesn't realize he's being destructive.
Right.
And I do this because, I mean, he has diarrhea of the mouth.
Yeah, he does.
No. She's great because she wouldn't let me pay her with sex anymore.
Yeah, you know, and she saved my life, but granted, she killed me first. I was surprised, though, and I don't know if it's just me. I was surprised that in that moment, he didn't ask the doctor, what is it that you desire? And then use that against him to give Linda her license back. I was totally waiting for that. And did it dawn on him at all? Did it dawn on you at all?
It did not, but I was wondering what the heck they were doing, thinking that talking it out was going to get them anywhere.
Right.
And this is off the topic, but since it's Maze and Lucifer, did anybody else think to themselves when they were fighting and we came back from the commercial, obviously they did that to let us know that they've been fighting and you see the destruction around them, but I go, why is he bleeding?
So, yeah, I think her powers...
Like, Maze never had the power to not bleed that I know of, but... Didn't Lucifer, like, as soon as something happened, bleed, heal, unless Chloe's around? So then I thought, are they in front of the precinct? I'm confused. Why is he bleeding?
I thought that, too. That thought process went through my head, and then how I reconciled it, obviously there's no context for this, but how I reconciled it in my head was that her power is somewhat, as far as strength, obviously her power, she doesn't have the same power as he does, but her strength is somewhat equal to his. So then that would cause physical harm to both of them because they're equally matched. You and I hit Lucifer, it's going to be like, oh, you petty little human.
But I just felt like his body itself was not destructible. Like, he could fall off a cliff and get back up.
But I always felt when he fell off a cliff, he'd still be hurt. He would just, you know, heal. He's like Wolverine. Like,
Got
he can
it.
Get hurt, but he'll just heal quickly.
Got it. I don't know.
I had to throw that Wolverine thing in. I don't know why.
Okay.
Oops. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
So let's say hi to some of our co-hosts really quick, see what they're chatting about. We have, Danielle Musella. Hello. Polar1SE. They're talking about Mom. Lucifer was like a little kid in that scene when he was trying to stand up for Linda. No filter whatsoever. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Celestial beings, that's why they're bleeding, Autumn Phoenix says.
Kind of what I thought, because they're both equal in power. But I do want to get to, I missed who said it, but when Chloe walked in the room to that party, Mom was like, oh, okay,
no pajamas.
Chloe. And I loved how she played it off with the rapper.
Oh, my Lord.
That was
that
my favorite scene.
Hilarious.
Yeah, she's like, I love you. Yes, Chloe, get it.
But when she was trying to dance, I was like, girl.
But Mom still gave her the, like, little hash mark. Did you see what she was like? Okay, Chloe.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Oh, God. Speaking of mom, horrible at charades. Never invite her to be on your team. My
that
goodness.
That was hilarious.
There were, I heard fingers pointing.
Strongly.
Angrily.
Right?
And he was melting or dying.
Can't be sure. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought that was really cute. The bond between them seems to be growing stronger.
Yeah.
So I wonder if Lucifer is going to, obviously from the previews, obviously he's probably going to go back to his original plan. But I thought that once it's time to go to heaven, Lucifer might change his mind about his original plan to leave them in there and then come back to LA. Because there's definitely a mom and son bond between them now.
I still think he's really angry with her. I would just be confused in terms of, like, Amenadiel. Yeah, mm-hmm. Leave him up there because I know that's where he wants to be. But at the same time, I feel like him and Amenadiel have become more of brothers.
Yeah.
So it'd be weird to me that he just kicks him and is like, sorry.
Yeah.
Hang out with mom.
Right.
While dad destroys her.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's true. That's true. I just wonder if dad would really destroy. I know that who we had last week wasn't actually really dad, but I did feel like it was like the essence of dad.
Right, right.
And so there's still some love there. So I don't know if dad would be on this destroyer tip. I think that maybe that was his whole hint that says, hey, you know, we can go to counseling.
Yeah, but it was weird the fact that, not to recap last week's episode, but it was really weird that if that was the essence of God, if you mm-hmm. will, or God speaking through this human to say, really? That happened? I don't remember that.
Manly. I did what? I don't see it like that.
It's very manly. No offense, dudes. It's very manly. However, it's not very godly.
That's
true.
To me,
God would keep a little bit better tabs on why he decided to send the devil to hell.
It's been a few millennia, though.
Don't matter.
Water under the bridge.
That's no big deal. No, yeah. You don't forget that.
That's true.
Just saying.
Right?
So let's talk a little bit about the case.
Okay.
We've got Chet. Whatever.
Chet was the guy.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
The son.
Yeah, but I'm trying
Bianca.
To think if he had a cool rapper name. I don't think he did. But I just thought, first of all, how narcissistic to have an entire label of all fake people but your own just to promote your record?
That happens every day.
Really?
Yes, that's their vanity. They called it exactly right. They're called vanity labels. People will invent their own label to push their own music, you know, to become like indie artists. Happens every day. YouTube. Look at like it happens every day. Wow. She's like, oh, okay, I thought that
call
was something.
Call me uneducated.
No, not uneducated, just uninformed.
There you go.
Yeah, see?
Okay, well, I just learned something
right?
about the industry today.
Yeah.
So we have Chet, terrible.
Yeah.
But he just seems so dumb as rocks, and all he wanted from his mom to me was validity and acceptance.
Because mom, paralleled.
Yeah, because mom is obviously a very successful, corrupt woman, and he was doing all these things to get her approval, but even Charlotte had said, as the lawyer, having that intel, you know, well, she does everything she can to keep him away.
Yeah.
But he's just stupid, no wonder. Like, first of all, killing the wrong dude, he's making me profits, you killed him.
And who leaves the phone? If you're going to kill somebody, have you not seen a crime show in your entire life? You just left the phone.
I mean, I leave my phone in the car all the time, and I don't remember that.
But you haven't murdered anyone, though.
Well, no, but I'm saying I understand it's easy to lose track of a phone. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. I would have a mental checklist. Okay, just kill the guy. What if mine is laying around?
Right.
Like, I'd have to. I'm not trying to go to jail.
Right.
So, mental checklist.
Right.
Grab the phone.
Yeah. I don't know. I probably would leave the phone behind, to be honest with you, because knowing me, I'd forget to turn off the ringer, and it would ring right when I go to kill the dude and be like, shit, sorry.
That might save you then, because then maybe you won't murder him, because the alarm would play, oops, I did it again,
right?
Or something. And then
you'd
be like,
Brittany.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love it.
Either way. He's dumb. Although, okay, so he goes to redeem himself. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about the whole mom undercover thing. But anyway, when he goes to redeem himself and he goes to see mom and stabs her, did not see the light coming.
At all. I figured the light would come out, so when it kind of spewed out, and I thought she was going to have to maybe stab, I don't know, kill him. I felt she'd have to kill him in some way, because otherwise, how do you explain this light? Didn't know the light was going to, like, Raider of the Lost Ark, you know,
turn him into
Ark
a French
of the Covenant
fry.
Kind
yeah.
of thing. I didn't know it was going to do that, and I was like, okay.
Just a little dead.
So can mom like radiate light that will kill us all now?
I don't know.
Y'all need to get her back to heaven.
Yeah. So. But then at the same time too, that's why part of me is like, was she really a good person? And like, why was she kicked out of heaven? Maybe because she was, I don't know. Because we saw in the previews, you know, mom's getting her powers back. Okay, so is she someone who's abused her powers and that's why?
Well, yeah, she unleashed plagues and stuff on us. And so, you know, we were God's creation. So that's why But like on maybe we've underestimated the amount of plagues that she can release on us.
Salazar 83. Hi, Cherry Davis. Hello. There was somebody else I haven't had a chance to say hello to, and I feel like it was Moni somebody. I didn't catch the last name, so I apologize. But hello, I see you guys all chatting up all over the place. I hear Maze is rocking the world with sex or violence. What?
She said, how is Maze rocking his world with sex or violence? I say both. We talked about this last week.
whose world is Maze rocking?
Lucifer's.
No, they haven't had sex in a
long time. We talked, not in a long time, but you know, if it's good, you still think about it. Right?
So anyway.
Let's see. Well, Mama's a goddess of all creation, so her powers are like ancient and very dangerous. Yeah, perhaps. I get that.
You know what, though? I honestly expected her to be stabbed and have a Lucifer moment where she pulled out the blade and the wound just went.
That's what I thought, too.
I didn't expect light at all.
Mm-hmm. So now it seems to me like it's more about, because now I feel like before when she thought she was bleeding out, like she was just going to disappear. Like now we know that's probably not a thing. You're just going to be all powerful and can probably rule the earth if you wanted to.
So if that's the case, though, then why would she be so concerned about rushing and rushing and rushing to get back to home before whatever it is consumes her? Because wouldn't you be happy that you're getting all these powers?
But she doesn't really like humans. So I don't. Plus, she keeps saying that she's all about family. We're not her family. No,
but humans are growing on her. Dan is growing on her.
Is he?
Oh, he is.
You see how the pun there, he's growing on. You didn't get it.
Over my head.
Sorry. I don't know if he's growing on her like that, though. I think she's just using him as a toy. She considers us, you know, her little toys or whatever.
Yeah, but it's always those people that get caught up, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the classic rom-com where the player dude. Because they're always the player dudes. It's not the player girl. It's always the player dude who's like, I'm not going to fall for her. I'm going to make a bet. I'll bet you $20 that I can get this girl to like me or blah, blah, blah. She's the most unpopular girl.
Was that, she's all that?
Yep. Or she's the bitchiest girl. 10 things I hate about you. Yeah. And then what do? They fall in love. Yeah. So I feel like the same thing is applicable for Charlotte as well.
Well, if she used her powers for good, then we would have nothing to worry about. But in her past, she hasn't used her powers for good when it comes to us. So now, as Lucifer and Amenadiel, like, is it, let's get her back to keep her safe or to keep us safe?
To keep us safe. For sure. Most definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Let's see.
That's a big paragraph.
A lot is going on. A lot. There's a biblical thing where if sinful beings come to the present of God, they would die because they were impure, so they may be the same thing with Mama.
Yeah, but Mama's not pure. Mama's having sex with mortals.
That is true.
I don't know. I don't know if we can really give her
and
the
God
moral.
And God is seeing all this.
Yeah.
Ew. Gross.
You seem a little creeped out.
I mean, would you want to see your ex having sex with a whole bunch of different
especially
people?
Especially from the aerial view?
Not at all. Oh, yeah. I'm good on that. Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
I would have probably fried Dan in half with a lightning bolt by now. All right, so we've talked about Mom, Bandage. Let's see what else in my notes. Damn, she sucks at deals. Totally talking about Mom. Let's see. What did I miss? I feel like I've talked about everything so quickly. We talked about last week when we were doing predictions, the Blade of Death, the Medallion of Life, and then the key to bind them. And, of course, Lucifer's like, keys unlock.
Right.
And I like that they thought it was the ring at first, because I remember that ring always being around and him tossing the coin, the floaty coin. And the anyway.
I'm surprised that it wasn't Chloe. I was just hell
bent. I really thought it was going to be Chloe as well, too.
Yeah.
I just didn't know how she was going to be the key to that unless she was just the one to hold it.
Yeah.
But again, going back to Mom being very bad at making deals, when she tried to make the deal with Bianca, before they showed the scene of her being tapped and she pulled out the phone and Mom's like, well, do you have it? We have to make sure it's real. And she put the phone on the table. I was like, really, Trick? Like, are you going to do this again?
Yeah.
So the fact that she was tapped, I'm like, okay.
Okay, it's all right.
But the spill with her.
It was so
not even smooth.
I thought Bianca would have been like, are you wearing a wire? Because the way she did it was like, oh, the water needs to go right there.
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
But so I thought that was going to play out differently, but, you know, she couldn't let them hear the deal, although Lucifer knew about the deal. But
then what do you think about the fact that, okay, so the key was to that book, right, that has all these instructions in it. Do you feel like that was equally something that was worthy of that whole situation, just to find that, even though the key was actually the necklace?
Well, Aminadil wouldn't have realized that God's favorite son had the key had he not read that book.
Okay.
Because that was in the book. So had to some kind of way make them know where the key was and who had it.
I'm sorry. I just got distracted by, oh, it moved. Sorry, but hi, Timothy Barnes, who says, hey.
Hey, that's my friend Timmy. He's on my sports podcast that you guys can hear every Friday.
Well, welcome to joining our team.
Yeah.
Gosh, doggy. I forgot what it said, but talking about somebody breaking, is it breaking down her vessel? And I thought, are they talking sexual innuendos in the chat room?
Maybe they're talking about Chloe, because, you know, God did put her here for Lucifer. So if she's not the key, what is her purpose?
A distraction?
From what, though? Because he was clearly meant to find all these pieces.
I don't know.
So now it's made, if she's not the key.
To teach him love? No, I'm just talking out of my ass, to be honest with you. That's all.
Yeah, I just...
Talk about stuff with the psychiatrist. I think I saw you say that already, Felix, so I'll say it. Okay, fine, the psychiatrist. Dr. Linda. Poor thing. She was just trying to help. And, well, first of all, why on earth were you trying to break Lucifer out of a psych ward using your real name?
Okay, so Mom and Linda clearly went to naive school together. Because what?
Right.
Like, let me just write down, you need my social security number too? Like, what are you doing right now?
Yeah.
And I thought Lucifer would have said, you know, hey, because he could have cleared that whole thing up. I work for the police department. I was undercover. I needed her help to do this.
So smart.
Come on, Lucifer.
I didn't even think of that. So high five to you.
There we go. Easily cleared up. And you didn't do it.
Like,
men. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
It's okay. Say it. Sing it.
Sometimes. Oops.
There you go. Someone's going to make a meme or a gif? Gif?
Yeah.
Except there's no sound. Dang. Make one of those with sound. Where's Billie Jean Girl when you need her?
Right?
She's probably not aware that we're on an hour early. That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Mom took Charlotte's body. Yes. Okay. They're talking about all sorts of stuff in there. I wonder if the reason her vessel's breaking down is because she's regaining her power and is kind of burying Mom's body from the inside out, like it burned up the guy's face.
That's logical.
That's so very logical. Cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. Such a great theory.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was totally going to talk about something else, and I got distracted by the chat, and I completely forgot. We were talking about Dr. Linda.
Dr. Linda.
So the actual thing that happened. Okay, so the guy who is the head of the board, I don't know who he is or if they even made a name for him.
I didn't hear his name. I just heard pompous, arrogant.
That, too. There was a lot of that. I just thought, what a butthole, because even when Maze first walked in on whatever conversation they were having, I was like, dude, why are you being such a butthole. Yeah. Like, you don't even know these people. And what they didn't tell us, though, because you know how Maze was like, don't worry, I'll fix this.
Yeah.
And she got him, but they never, like, went on with the scene as to what she was doing. I'm like, is she going to kill him?
I think she'll threaten him within an inch of his life and say...
Does Maze have the power to make people forget stuff?
I don't think she has powers like that. I think she has supernatural strength and, like, in just...
Right.
An inability to sympathize, you know, or empathize with people so she can, like, torture you.
Oh, endlessly. I know. You know what? Okay, this is why I thought that guy was a bit off, right? She comes in with her swords, her little hand swords, and she's like, whoosh! And his reaction was like,
oh, good
you know what
point.
I mean? No human in their right mind, I don't care who you are, the board of whatever, the president of the United States of America, you sit there and you, me, I'm going to go, okay,
all right.
Diva, calm down.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Right.
911.
Yeah.
So the fact that he was just like, okay. He didn't even do that. He just looked at her.
But
and
this
she
is
put
LA.
Him
this is LA.
I don't care. That's a dangerous weapon.
It is a dangerous weapon.
You should feel threatened.
But he's a psychiatrist and he's like, oh, another crazy person in LA with a knife.
I guess.
I live in Hollywood, so crazy people with knives is kind of a thing.
And that wouldn't disturb you at all?
I've actually seen people walking down the street in Hollywood with a knife, and I just watch him. I'm like, okay, let's see if he makes any sudden moves. But I've not, you know.
What Hollywood are you walking down?
I live right by the Guitar Center. And there's like, there's a little homeless alley. And every morning, so I just, you know, I give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, you know, maybe they need the knife for protection, you know. But
yeah.
It's L.A. Anything can happen.
So, excuse me. Salazar says maybe Maze would probably just scare him with her demon face.
Oh, you know what? That's great, because we've never seen that from her. We've only seen Lucifer make...
No, she did once.
At one time in the first season.
It was to like Trixie.
Half, yeah.
And Trixie was totally cool with it. Like, yep. Okay.
That's neat.
Where is Trixie? She's busy filming with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not mad at that.
She's moving on up.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone's having a conversation about how it's DC-based.
Right, that's true.
How it's very loose.
It's actually... it originally came from this thing called the Sandman. So, and then it developed, you know, further into Lucifer. Sandman would probably be more appropriate for my mother. That's why I just started telling her. I was like, no, Mom, we're going to talk about Sandman tonight. She's like, oh, okay.
Don't tune in live.
Don't tune in live,
or
Mom.
At all.
Yeah, let me just,
ever.
Let me send you clips, because it's safer that way.
Yeah. We haven't talked about Ella much today, and she brought up the fact that I love Ella because she is so intuitive, but in a naive way.
Yeah.
In a very innocent, naive way. You know, because even with Lucifer and, you know, come with me to church.
Yeah.
You should come with me to church. And then with Mom, see, everybody thinks you're not trustworthy. And Mom's face was like,
really? Who says that?
But I see it. Like
the fact, I see a light.
Yeah.
You're like, well, actually, literally, she does have light.
And I love her saying, did my Band-Aid come off?
Yeah. That was great. I actually thought about that as I was watching this episode. There were so many, and this show is good about it anyway, but there were so many moments that the tone was so serious.
Yeah.
And they can just deadpan say something that funny.
Yes.
And it's hilarious, but for them, it's so just like, oh.
Yeah. What do you
clever,
think?
Clever, very clever.
So now we have one more episode left this season.
We do. That's a lot to wrap up.
It's a lot. So are we going to do predictions later or?
Oh girl, yes.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna save it.
Jesus, Jesus says you are both awesome.
Aw, thanks.
Thank you.
So are you.
Yeah. All right. And if you aren't getting a chance to watch it live, no big. You can still leave comments down below. We like that, too. And talk to us on Twitter and all that good stuff. What do you see?
Chaotic mayhem. I love that, too. She said, I love when Ella told Charlotte, you hurt Dan again, I will find someone to break your leg.
Good luck with that, girlfriend!
Because I was just like,
probably not.
I don't know if this is going to work out like you think.
But, ooh, what if Ella secretly has a crush on Dan? So she's just being extra protective. You do that when you like somebody, even though...
I don't think Ella has a crush on anyone. She's just one
she's
of them.
Human.
Like, she's kind of like a little hippie. Like, I love everybody. I think if she had a crush on anyone, she probably had a crush on Lucifer. Just because she's always like, Lucifer, Lucifer, come hang out. Like, oh, you and Lucifer got it. Like, when Lucifer wasn't in the precinct, she was like, you guys working it out? Oh, bummer. You know what I mean? She just definitely wanted him back.
But I think she wanted him back for...
Chloe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that she's too good of a person to try to step on something else, because everybody else can tell there's a little something going on between the two of them, and she'd always encourage it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think so.
Well, if she's too good for that, she'd have to be too good to sleep with or get with Dan, right?
Not if Chloe's totally moved on and with Lucifer. It's okay, girl.
It's always cool until you think about it. Then it's like, oh, you're my friend with my ex.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, fine. But this is TV, okay? It's television. There's only five main characters, okay? So you
gotta spread it around, right?
You gotta work in a circle.
Oh, goodness.
You know what, Jesus? No, I don't say ew, okay? Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. I'm with you. Ew, 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 ew.
I'm not ewing the two of them. It could be cute.
Yeah, and Ella's, I like her. She's the only entity, or not entity, but she's the only person on the show that's kind of her own person. She's not really tied to anyone. She's fun. She's fly by night.
Yeah.
She's quirky. I like her that way. Her and Trixie need to just, you know.
Chill together.
Chill. Like, that would be a cute episode.
Yeah.
Like, if Ella ever babysit Trixie, that would be fun.
I'd love a little bit more backstory on Ella, because we know that she comes from a very super religious background, but there's got to be more than that.
Yeah.
So that would be definitely very interesting.
Yep.
I feel like, oh, hello, Philip Baker, who I've not seen in the chat before. So welcome. If you've been there before, I apologize. This is the first time I've seen you scroll past my screen. But Ella could always talk Maze into breaking legs.
I've never seen her really have a relationship with Maze.
I have
except
not
kind
of
like a fly-by-night, like, up kind of thing, but
yeah,
but I think actually that's actually
no, they did the whole karaoke thing one night, didn't they? No, that was
Linda, Maze,
and
Chloe.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but although I think they would actually get along really, really well.
Yeah,
that would be cute.
So I feel like I've gone through a lot of this episode. If I've missed something, let me know. I'll scroll through my notes.
You got some videos for
this week? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure I get through everything before I start getting into my news and all that stuff. And then if you guys could, we're a little bit on a delay, but if you think of something that I've totally skipped over, by all means, hop into our little chat room and let me know. Again, there's probably a 5-second delay, but go ahead and do that now. I will look through my notes.
And see, and if you guys have an idea of what you think we should do for next week's episode, because it's the last one of the season, so we need something fun to do with you guys, something fun we can do here on set, so let us know. I said we should have whiskey, you know, since Lucifer drinks, but not all of us here drink.
Sorry.
I told her we could get some strong apple cider.
I mean... Don't want to get too crazy in here, guys.
You know, with some bubbles in it.
Right? So, ooh, here's a good one. Danielle thinks that Ella is a medium. Ella is also... Oh, she was at karaoke.
She was at karaoke night. Okay.
But she represents... Ella, the representation of the happy single, it just went away. Philip Baker says that Ella was at the karaoke with them, too. Okay.
You're right, Philip.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right, because she used to steal cars.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, and she has a brother that also gets into dirty things. Mm-hmm. She would be great to have an episode on. Because perhaps she does came from... What?
No.
What?
No. Christian Dash says, series finale equals Chloe dies and Lucifer goes back to hell. Absolutely
no,
not.
That's awful.
I boycott that thought process.
Who the hell knows, pun intended. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Okay. How about some red apple ale? What is that?
It's beer with apple infused in it.
Oh, God. That just sounds like feet and apples.
No, it's delicious. She doesn't drink, you guys. Help me out.
Sorry,
let's think of something else.
Beer smells like stinky toes to me that have not been washed in weeks.
Dear God.
I'm just saying. Let's be honest here.
I don't know if I've actually personally smelled toes that haven't been washed in weeks. So I don't know the reference.
Smell some beer, girl.
Corn nuts. No. Corn nuts smell like toes to me.
A little.
Yeah.
Not as bad as beer.
Really?
Yep. It's got that nice fungal smell to it.
She's killing my beer vibe over
here.
That's a good point, Jesus. Have a mini piano for the last episode. We could play it and then fake play it.
I was saying, because otherwise your ears are going to hurt. Not a good idea.
Technically, the keys on the piano doesn't work, so we could fake play it.
All right. But what I was saying is I think that Ella would be an interesting person to do an episode on because obviously she has a dark past that either her brother and a certain set of family members were down and mm-hmm. so she took the route of being big-time Christian, mm-hmm. or she has a really dark past, hence breaking into cars, and then turned to religion to turn her life around.
Yeah, but she did go to her brother that one episode to get that, so she's not too far removed from it.
Yeah.
So, and she clearly, now that she's a cop, she's probably like, look, don't ask, don't tell.
Right.
Kind of thing. So there's still love there.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. So somebody's whoopsieing. Okay. Anywho, don't worry, Danielle. No big deal. Badass director. Haven't seen you in a while. Hello. I'm dying to see Lucifer as Dan's dad. Hey, you and Jackie Lucifer. Both. Not
yeah.
me.
Yeah, see, but that's okay. That would make my
Star,
so happy.
Star Drew doesn't drink either, so hey.
Okay,
high
so
five
Star,
to you.
Help me think of a good idea, something fun we could do.
Water with a splash of lemon.
The key word being fun.
Cleanses the palate, okay? I'll put some cucumber and some mint in there. Jeez, nice. Maybe we should just get to news. Clearly, we're just talking about nothing
let's
right
get to
now.
News and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I have pictures, I have video, you know me, I like all that stuff. Oh, hey, P.S. for the season finale, because I've done this a lot when I was hosting Beauty and the Beast. We had tons of awesome fans, mm-hmm. and they did really incredible artwork. So if you have any fan artwork for Lucifer, by all means, tweet it at me, at boysandbeauty01. If we are already following each other, then you can direct message me and drop me the picture there, and then I can always show your artwork. And if you're not following me, shame on you!
Yeah,
that's all I'm going to say.
That.
Guilt trip. All right, so first picture, actually, talking about social media, is from tonight's episode, Behind the Scenes, that fight that got oh so bloody. It was on Leslie Ann Brandt's Instagram account. But I just love behind the scenes pictures.
Yeah.
Like, they're so serious.
I love this picture. They both actually look exhausted and beat.
Right?
It's great.
Next photo. Oh, and this was, I can't read the caption because it's so far away, but, and it's probably just super duper sarcastic, but she's basically saying, oh, you didn't know, like, I'm singing backup for it, and it's her friend's album.
Oh, nice.
But she can sing. I know she can sing, yeah. So maybe she really is, and if so, that's super cool.
Right.
Next photo. Oh, here's another bloody picture. Not from this episode. I don't know what it's from.
But
well, it's more blood, more fighting.
Can we just talk about this? Every time that Lucifer gets bloody or in some sort of fight, that blood is right over his eye. It's the blood streak. Maybe, am I the only one who noticed
maybe
that?
Maybe a makeup artist is left-handed, and it's just easier for her to splat the blood on his right side. So she's like, "Kopa, okay, you're good to go." And Leslie and Brandt's hair always looks fabulously voluminous every time she's in a fight.
It's ridiculous.
Haggard and beautiful. It's the new thing. And this is a picture of her bridal shower. It was a TBT. And as you can see, it's a huge thong going up her butt.
It is indeed.
You're all, aw, I don't know about all that. But I just thought it was funny. It just goes to show that she has a really good sense of humor. She does. And she can laugh at herself. Because how sexy, dudes, our dude members in the chat room, how sexy is it when a beautiful woman can actually laugh at herself and be that goofy, take pictures of it, and show it to the world because she just doesn't care.
It's awesome. She's a free spirit. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Next picture. Oh, okay, so this is a movie called What They Had. It will come out in 2018. You can see that Dr. Linda. That is not Dr. Linda. That is Ella in the center there. But it's about a movie called What They Had, and it says a woman must fly back to her hometown when her Alzheimer's-stricken mother wanders into a blizzard. The return home forces her to confront her past. So obviously that's not her character, but she's clearly wearing a doctor's suit. And you can see she's standing next to Hilary Swank, who is a fantastic actress. Mm-hmm. So the two of them together on top of all these other wonderful people, I'm really excited to see that.
Yeah.
So just a little something to look forward to next year. Also, we have a video coming up. And really quick, just a tidbit, because this video is about Amy... I want to call her Amy Grant. Wrong Amy. Baby, baby.
Oh, we're sick. Another baby, baby. It's all tied
in. I don't know. If you're not from the 80s and you don't remember that, 80s or 90s. But anyhow, so she graduated from Northwestern University. I just thought this was an interesting fact. She is a triple major.
Oh, nice.
Smart young lady. Economics, journalism, and French. Wee. Shut up, okay? Leave me alone. I'm done. Let's just watch the video.
Oh, that was great.
I was supposed to be in the Olympics this year, representing Mexico in the ski division.
Really?
Yes.
Is that true?
True.
Wow. No way, it's not true.
No, yeah. I swear it's true. So in Mexico, it doesn't snow a lot.
Right.
So very few people know how to ski.
Right.
So my cousin called my mom and was like, does Amy ski? And my mom was like, yes. And then I said, she said, do you think Amy would want to represent Mexico in the Winter Olympics? Because I have dual citizenship, a Mexican citizen as well. And my mom was like, I think so. And then I started training for like 3 weeks to represent
Mexico,
my mom's country.
Yeah. Well, are you watching the Olympics?
I am.
Are you, of course, upset you're not there, but what's your favorite thing?
Okay, so like we can move on from the video, but hello,
that's
talented.
Amazing.
I mean, look, she even said it herself, though there wasn't a lot of people in Mexico that know how to ski.
Right.
So, hey, let's just represent the country.
That's awesome.
But, that's really just a fun, cool tidbit about her. It's fun to get to know each and every one of our cast members just a little bit more, so I thought, why not?
I'm from Colorado, and I can't ski.
Really?
Yeah, crazy, right?
I've skied twice in my life.
I can snowboard a little, but can't ski.
Can I tell you guys a story that's just so irrelevant, but I just have to tell you. So for those of you who don't know, for many years, I was a makeup artist, and I had done a fashion show for Pamela Anderson, actually.
Nice.
She had her own clothing line. Have you
was
guys
there
heard
a lot
about
of fabric?
Wait, have you guys heard about it? No? Okay, that's probably why. Anyhow, so she was debuting her fashion line, and I was working on the models, and one girl, you know, you're thinking, I'm going to work on faces, and the key artist was like, so your model has some bruises between her legs. And I was all, oh, okay, cool. And so I'm like, in there, guys.
No.
Like, I'm in there. And I'm all, and this heifer tried to tell me, I went snowboarding and I fell. And I'm all, but aren't your legs locked into the snowboard like this far apart?
Yeah.
I'm a little confused as to how, even when you stand, your thighs don't touch. So how are you snowboarding and falling over and your thighs clapped on the inside? Probably not, but I'm just going to cover the bruise anyway. Okay. So that's my story about snowboarding. I've never been, but I've covered snowboarding bruises.
I must have fell 1,000 times when I was learning, and no bruises in between the thigh.
Yeah. That was awesome. It was really awesome,
just,
guys.
You know, fun fact.
So, a little story about me. Yes. Get to know me a little bit better. All right, so let's get into our predictions now that I've chatted your eyes and ears off.
Yes. And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I like the lights. It's like I feel
all
like...
All of the lights, all of the lights.
Okay. That's what we're doing right now, people.
Yeah, it's y'all happening. Didn't know. Secret talents. That's what you get for sticking with us to the very end of the episode. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
So, Dr. Linda is clearly hurt.
Yes.
I hate these montages. They so allude to one thing, and then you watch the show, and it's completely different.
Yeah.
So, the way it's pieced together made me feel like... Mom accidentally zapped Dr. Linda somehow because she looked a little burnt on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's really truly connected, but it was a thought.
Well, it might be because Lucifer did say we have to do something about Mom because she's losing control of her powers. So maybe since she's in human form, she can't really control her powers.
Right.
And maybe that's why there's the urgency, you know, to get back to heaven too.
That would make sense. Mm-hmm. I thought she was just going to eventually explode. Like the light was just
that's what I thought.
And she was just going to explode and go away.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least now Amenadiel and Lucifer are like,
what's going on with Mom?
She seemed like she's in a rush to
you. Yeah. They're on the same page.
Yeah, I don't know. So Polara, I'm so sorry, says, I'm guessing Mom is going mental and Lucifer and Amenadiel will have to stop her.
Mm-hmm.
Mental? Maybe. Not quite sure. But anyhow, poor piano in the season finale. Why? What's happening in the season finale to the piano?
When she hit him, didn't they fly onto the piano, I thought?
Who hit who, Dive?
When Mama hit Amenadiel and Lucifer. It was real quick in the.
I clearly was looking down at my notes.
I know. That's because when I looked up, they were flying. I thought they landed on the piano, but I'm not entirely sure. We'll see next week.
Interesting.
But, yeah.
I don't know. You know, I really don't know what to predict because I know that this season finale, the way they did it is it ties up loose ends, but there were potentially 4 other episodes that have already been filmed.
Right.
That were going to be a part of this that are now the beginning of our next season.
So.
I don't know how much satisfaction we're going to get at the end of our season finale. I feel like it's going to be a... And as much as I don't want to say it, I don't think anything's going to be resolved between Lucifer and Chloe. I feel like, and because some of the interviews that Tom Ellis has done, he said if we got the 2 characters together so quickly, then our audience has nothing to long for.
Right, right.
So that just tells me that there's going to be some obstacles thrown in the way, unfortunately.
That's Phil Baker said that he thinks that Lucifer is going to be at the gates with the sword, and then it's going to go black. That's going to be the season finale.
That would be interesting. I am dying, no pun intended, to see what the gates of heaven look like. If they're really going to go there, and if they're really going to dare to recreate that. Because that is a big thing, and you don't want to make it too cartoony. So... Yeah.
I think Mom is going to lose control of her powers. She's going to flip out and maybe be close to killing Amenadiel. And then Lucifer at that point is going to ignite the sword and then that's when it'll go black. Like, we don't know if he's going to kill his mom to save Amenadiel or what's going to happen. And I think it'll end there. That's my prediction.
That's an awesome prediction. I think that God's just going to come out and say, stop!
And then everybody go, argh!
And then it'll be to be continued next season.
Right? Well, what would God be? Will he come down in human form, or will it just be a light that goes, well, then stop? Like, how is it going to happen?
It's got to be human.
It's got to be human?
Yeah, I want it to be God Johnson. Just because.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so that's where we're at right now. Hopefully you guys had a good time with us. I'd like to say goodbye as a whole, because I always like for us to be together. Yeah. We can have... Okay. No? All right, cool. Not a big deal. Anyhow,
I thought we were sticking
to Britney. We had a fantastic time with you guys. Thank you so, so much for joining us. We have one more to go. Again, we will be airing at 9... Is it 9?
10.
10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Be sure to follow both of us. I know it's hard to see our little Tweety handles, and the engineer probably hates me right now. But I am at BoysInBeauty01. Also, find me on Instagram. Tons of fun stuff there. Yours truly, Ali Kona, on Instagram with little underscores. Scores in between each word.
I feel so simple. It's J Ray the Fanatic on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat.
So much smarter than I am. Thank you guys so much for joining us in the live chat, and we look forward to seeing you guys next week. Mwah, 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 mwah. Goodbye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Oops, I did it again.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.